Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tom with Cosell on the Inner Sight Network, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolic, starring Jimmy Dinigan.
Oh, yeah, hi, Mr. Cosell-y.
It's Cosell.
Cosell, yeah, what do you sell?
I don't sell anything.
Now, listen. Just say your piece and get off. Get off, yeah. I found ginger ale, 5 cents a glass.
I troubled with
I'm breathing in the phone.
Sorry.
Well, you sure look like a mess to me. Thanks a lot. Well, what am I gonna do? I can't wait. I can't walk. I can hardly talk. My appetite is down. Uh-oh. I'm losing weight.
That's
well, Ollie, I hate to say it, but there's only one thing that'll help you.
What?
Well, it's... You're not going to like it. I'll like it if it'll help me. Now, what is it? Well, now wait a minute. Before I tell you, don't stand so close to me. What do you mean, don't stand so close to you? Well, because of what I'm going to tell you is going to be a humdinger of a shock. Humdinger of a shock. What is it? Well, I think you'd be better off in the old age home. Old age home? I'm not going to know. You mean one of those places where the windows got bars on them and people are staring out and they look dead already? Well, that's because some of them are dead. Please, Stanley, don't take me there. I don't want to go there. Don't take me to the old age home. Well, I don't want you to go there either, but what else are we going to do? Can't get help. We haven't got the money to get you a babysitter. And besides that, they never saw a baby that big. Oh, shut up. Now, come on. Don't worry. I'll go with you. Oh, the old age home. Now, listen. The best thing to do is just play it cool, see? Don't make a lot of noise. Just be quiet and let me talk to them. Oh. Hello? What can we do for you? Well, he needs the old age home. How old does he have to be?
Old enough.
Old enough. That's him. He's old enough. You see what I mean? He's having one of those fits already.
What is he trying to say?
Oh, he's trying to say that you and him look similar.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it looks like you could lose a little bit in the right places, or even in the wrong places. All right. Take your clothes off. What?
Uh-oh.
What? Take my clothes. How dare you? Here, put this robe on. We'll have to examine you. Examine? You mean you're going to check him out? No, we're going to check them in. No, that's... Check them out, check them in. Now listen, Ollie. Don't worry, because I didn't tell you this on the way over, but I got you a good lawyer. A lawyer? What do I need a lawyer? Oh, you got me a good lawyer? That's right. Where is he? Well, I had his phone number, but he got evicted last week. Oh, no. Oh, I'm doomed. Oh, so you think you're doomed, huh? Well, you haven't seen anything yet. Now get in that bed. That bed? Now wait a minute. That bed looks kind of small to me. I mean, haven't you got a bigger one? No, we haven't got a bigger one. We had to give it to Big Annie. Big Annie? Yep. Boy, could she fit him. Big Annie? Who's Big Annie? Oh, you don't want to know Big Annie.
That's
he'll wrap you right around her finger and throw you out.
That's me.
Now
you
get
don't
in that bed.
My bed.
That's a small... Come on, Ollie, I'll help you up. Come on. I think the spirit is willing, but the flesh is a little bit too much. That's the old age home, folks. You don't want to go there.
No, you don't even look at it.
The old age home. That's what they used to call it years ago, you know.
Yeah, you go there to die.
They never called it nursing home. They called them the old age home.
Also, it's more institutional living then, but now it's just the same. It went from institution, then there was a... like an exodus from the institutional.
Yeah, but they literally made the name worse. They should have left it at old age home. Why do they call it nursing home?
That's even
worse.
I think so.
Anyway, Inner Sight, you got Gleason coming up, and Dinnigan will be. Oh, I got with Dinnigan. Now Jimmy had an obsession with lunch boxes. Oh,
really?
He was crazy with lunchbox. And one day, we'll give you the story later on. But one day, when you had to put your lunchbox in the closet by your coat.
Uh-oh.
You know, Miss Ma didn't want you to put your lunch in the desk because people would nibble.
Yeah.
You know, so
they were hungry.
You had to put the lunchbox in the back by your coat. And Jimmy, I don't know how he did it, but he snuck and he switched all the lunch boxes around. Yeah. So we'll bring you that later on the Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East, the Keto Rescue. Keto, we got... We got the exclusive footage on Dean Martin at Jimmy Stewart's house years ago getting drunk. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, I got to look more.
Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. That's the email.
Yeah.
All right. Any dog food, cat food, we got a good number for you. 631-484-3085. Call Gary and get that food. You know, he's got to get rid of it. So help him out.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You can't keep that food.
He gets a lot of good food, yeah. For dogs, so
around forever,
you got to
get rid of it.
Yeah, but he gets a lot of nice meals for dogs from a lot of the manufacturers, but he can't keep it all.
Yeah, but he can't give it to people. He's got to give it to animals.
Oh, you mean he can't give it to people so they can't eat it?
I mean, you know, some people are wise-ass and they want to give it to their mother-in-law.
No. She would know instantaneously. Anyway.
Some people would, some people wouldn't. All right.
Well.
In sight, all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them. Watch over them. Avanti Oquindo and Corey Foster. Little Tommy, baby royalty. Ollie Campbell, we salute all those.
Yeah.
And go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. That's the Inner Sight office number. That's not the on-air number.
That's right.
That's the office.
I like what you just said.
You know, we had an office. We have an office, you know.
I know.
Yeah, the only thing is nobody knows where it is.
That's true.
What kind of an office is that? Well, it's unconventional, let's say, shall we?
Yeah, but it's good.
It's an unconventional office.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody said to me, well, where's your office? I said, wherever the disabled are, that's where our office is.
That's true. We come to you. Ha, ha, lovely. It is.
You know, with these other places, you got to go to their office, you know.
Right.
Well, suppose you don't want to go to their office.
That's right.
You know, they should bring the office to you.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight and Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you. SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the SILO. Yeah. And, you know, they got all kinds of information over there. Advocate groups and legislation, all that juicy stuff, you know. All right. Inner Sight. Who else? We thank all our friends for helping. What?
I have to do the Able News and then re-log in because I'm hearing a loud click on the phone. Well.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
You don't hear anything? Oh, great.
Sounds good
to
me.
But I'm hearing and I'm a. Yeah. Well, then you want me to stay this way? I could.
All right. You got the Able News?
Yes, I do.
Let it rip.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics. And remember that movie with Henry Fonda was in it? James Stewart, William Holden, Jack Lemmon. Great.
Nice lineup.
Cast. Anybody know the name of that movie?
I don't.
I'll give you a hint. It was about the Navy. 213-816-1650. If you know the name of that movie.
I don't remember the name, but I remember something that they did. They, trashed a plant, and he was looking for that plant. Is that the movie?
It might be, but what's the name of it?
Yeah, I can't remember. I really can't.
Anyway, give me some, while people are thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's the cast.
Uh-huh.
You know, Lemon.
Yeah.
What's his name? Cagney.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Fonda and William Holden.
Oh,
in that movie,
this movie
about the Navy. All right. And then, you know, you do. I got to do a little. I'm gonna do a little skit from her. But I want to see if anybody can guess. 213-816-1650 Inner Sight. And give me some Honeymooner music over there.
All right.
And away we go.
We didn't get there yet.
Honeymooner.
It's going slow. Wait.
Away we go.
Not doing it that fast right now. It's just slow as molasses. It's my internet.
Round and round she goes.
Nobody
Where
knows.
She stops, nobody knows.
That's very true right now. This internet is slower than anything. Oh, okay. What did you want now?
Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. Oh, here it comes.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on.
Let it rip.
Yeah, dude.
Like that and scare the hell out of me. To come in quiet and just say hello, Ralph. Hello, Ralph. What are you so jumpy about anyway? Today was the most miserable day of my life. Gee, I'm sorry to hear that, Ralph. What happened? You lost 20 pounds? Oh, shut up. 20 pounds. I am no longer employed at the Gotham Bus Company. What happened? Well, since what they said to me, I find it very hard to work there one more day. Well, what they say, Ralph? You're fired. Sure, you're fired, boy. Yeah. Well, Ralph, maybe it's just temporary, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Temporary layoff. You know, like they did to Joe Rumsey. They fired him temporarily. That was 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Gee. Well, what are you gonna do, Ralph? I don't know. Got no job. I gotta pay the rent. Gotta pay the bills. And Alice wants to go to work. Oh well, that's not a bad idea, Ralph. Take a little vacation. Can't let Alice go to work. You realize it's a jungle out there. Well, next thing you know, she'll be going to work, and all these guys will be trying to pick her up and everything. Nah, you don't have to worry about that. Alice is true blue.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, I got a job. Got a job, huh? Yeah, I got a job in an office. An office? Yeah. It's a one-girl office.
What do you mean a one-girl office? You mean they're the only girl in the whole office?
Yeah.
You mean there's no more no Muriel down there, or Sandra's, or Darlene's, or Gloria's?
No, I'm the only girl.
Boy, you must be a riot around that water cooler.
Oh, and Tony's coming to pick me up. We have to do some work tonight.
Wait a minute. Who's Tony?
That's my boss, Mr. Amico.
Well, why don't you call your boss, Mr. Amico? What's this Tony stuff? I don't like it, Alice. I don't like it.
Well, you better behave yourself, Ralph, because we got to pay the rent. Oh, that's Tony now. Oh, don't embarrass me.
Oh, hello, you must be Alice's brother, Ralph. I am not Alice's brother, I'm Alice's husband. And you are going to get yours.
Ralph!
Well, now, wait a minute. Why can't you work here? I'll bring out the, you know, you put the typewriter right here and everything, and there's plenty of light. Well, I guess so. You dirty. All right, here you are, Alice. Take a letter.
Grr.
Yeah, who is it? Hey, Ralph. It's me, Joe. Oh, yeah, Joe. How are you? I got some great news. Your layoff is over. You're back on the morning ship, the run. Oh. Thanks, Joe, for the news. All right, Tony. Get up.
What?
Get up. Stand up. Put your hands out like this. Put this hat on. Take this typewriter, turn around, boom, and get off! Go ahead, Alice. Go ahead, say it. Say it. I don't care. I don't care. We kicked Tony out.
Yep.
Because he was jealous.
Yes, he was. He always was, I think.
Yeah. All right. Inside Follett, we got, we got Gabriel coming up with his new business.
Oh, yeah.
How to aggravate people. anybody want to hire an aggravator?
Oh, that should be a job, a position.
Only cost you $5.
That's right.
Plus tip.
Plus tip. Oh, yeah.
So we got that coming up. We got Dinigan coming up with the lunchbox, which regular riot that is. And Louie will be checking in over here sometime.
I saw
Louie the Lip.
I saw him come on, but I was still trying to get into the app properly,
yeah.
And then he jumped right off again, so maybe he'll be
824 Frolics, New York. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Inner Sight Frolics. Yeah.
Louie,
oh.
If you hear me, call back in.
On our trivia, the movie,
mm-hmm.
Navy movie,
yes,
Jack Lemmon, William Holden.
Oh, it's coming. Cagney.
Cagney and Henry Fonda.
I know.
We have anybody on the line?
Hold on. I got to get to it again.
Let's see if there's anybody on the line. Number here, 213-816-1650.
Anthony's waiting patiently.
I want to try to guess movie trivia.
Anthony's waiting patiently.
Oh, all right. Let's bring Anthony in from Brooklyn, New York.
Yep. Here he comes.
Anthony!
Hi, Frank.
Anthony.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I had a crazy test today, and I'm feeling eh. But I got back to normal where as when I came in. I was not...
You call that normal?
Okay. Well, half normal, I should say.
Well, we're all only half normal, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We're all a few half cans normal. Short of a six-pack, you know.
Yeah, the other half...
Half can short
is
of
abnormal.
A six-pack.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what normal is anymore.
I don't know.
I wouldn't
want to
be normal. Normal is boring. I wouldn't want to be normal.
No. I definitely want to be abnormal.
I
there
like
you go.
Unique. I like unique. Myself is unique.
Yeah. Unique is better, but, you know, you figure if you're abnormal, then when you go to the nursing home, none of the medications would work on you that they try to make you take to... convince you that you're happy in life. And
I'd ask
okay.
somebody to get me some candy that looked like the medication.
Yeah.
And I won't take it anymore.
Well, you
can. Anthony,
you got any idea about our movie trivia?
No. You got me stuck.
It was a war movie. It was like
a
war movie, wasn't it? Yeah. I can't remember the name, but I know all the things.
Yeah, it took place during the war.
Yeah, it did. And it was about a plant.
The movie itself wasn't really a war movie, but it was about...
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
The war.
I would probably have to know from what year. Maybe that would help, you know.
Missouri.
I don't
know. Yeah, right, Frank?
You was that.
I can't remember.
Was that
the
one about the...
What about
the ship drowning?
No. All right. I don't know,
Frank. All I know
I'm
going to
give you a clue. You ready?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll give you a clue. The captain was always sick.
Yeah.
He was always sick
and
complaining and... Henry Fonda played the lieutenant.
Oh, I
Yay.
Forgot the name. But the
and
only
the
captain
name
I can remember
of
is
the
Captain
movie,
Crunch.
Yeah.
The name of the movie was Fonda's name in the movie. This
oh.
is good
oh,
hints.
Boy. I don't know. You still got me stumped.
Well, I'm going to try a little bit more because I know this movie. I could actually cite almost everything that happened. I liked this movie a lot. And now I can't remember the damn name of it, but I remembered all the things, little itty-bitty things about it.
Oh, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
It was an excellent movie, yeah. I enjoyed it. I kept watching it with my grandma. That was one of our movies that we liked.
It was a comedy.
Yeah, it was very much comedy. It was very funny, actually.
I don't know.
Oh, God, it's giving me... I'll tell you this. Nobody could touch that plant. And when they did, oh, boy, he was mad. That's all I have to say. Right, Frank?
Well, that was part of it, but that wasn't the name
of it. It was part
of
it, yeah. But that is very much part of it. It wasn't the name of the movie, but... Yes, you're right.
All right, I'm going to give everybody a big clue. Now let's see if you get it now. Now hear this.
Oh no! Oh
now
my God!
Now hear this.
That was a
revelry. Will commence. Now hear this. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot the name.
Right? I forgot the name, too.
All right.
I don't know why.
Come on,
it's
Cecilia,
coming
you're
to me.
Smarter
Mr.
than
Robinson?
I am.
No. Can't be Mr. What? Robinson, right? Mr. Robinson? No.
That's close enough. Mr. Roberts.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Mr. Roberts, Henry Fonda.
Yeah, Henry Fonda. Wow, do I win anything?
Mr. Roberts.
Oh, if it was Mr. Rabbits, where's some Easter Bunny music? You know, over here comes Peter Cottontail.
Oh, right. That was Harvey. That was Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, it was. Harvey. I watched it the other night. I watched it from beginning to end, and it was so funny. My husband and I were just talking about whenever, you know, anybody was drunk, they could see the rabbit. You know, it was really cool.
Well, no, you didn't have to be drunk to see Harvey.
I used to get drunk off of drinking quarter waters when I was a kid.
In an altered state, I should say, you could see Harvey.
Always.
Well, Harvey was actually
a bunny.
Indivisible.
Bunny. Yeah, he was.
You know, he was very imaginary, you know.
Yes, he was.
I remember Jimmy Stewart was on Johnny Carson one night,
mm-hmm.
and Carson was interviewing him, and all of a sudden he said, "Well, how's Harvey?" Harvey's fine. He's just doing just great. And Carson said, "Anybody ever asked you about Harvey?" "Oh, yeah. One day I was walking down Fifth Avenue in New York, and a fella come up to me and says, how is he?" I said, "He's just fine. You know, is he with you?" "Oh, yeah, he's right here next to me. There he is. Say hello, Harvey."
Right in character.
And he it was so funny, man.
Oh, my God.
All the great actors and singers, and they all live there, what they do, you know.
Yeah, they
live.
Sure do. They have to be a character.
That's what makes them
so
great.
Character actor. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
They love to make us laugh.
Yeah.
I got another question.
Of course.
Okay.
Why did Smith hit what's his name, Rock?
Oh, because Chris Rock, because he talked about Will Smith's wife having alopecia, but it's not really alopecia. It was some sort of religious ritual where she, you know, keeps her head bald, but she got offended by it.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Well, aloysius.
It kind of sounds
right.
like a salad dressing.
It sure does.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole thing was a publicity stunt, you know.
Yeah, I think it was, too.
Yeah, I know, it's not going to help Will Smith. It's going to cause him to get fined and, you know, in a lot of trouble and banned from the Oscars and all that, probably. And then, you know, they might take away his Oscar.
Oh,
I don't know about that. Well, maybe he violated their etiquettes or something.
Yeah, definitely.
More than anything else.
And the security asked him to leave, and he refused, and then they called the police, but Chris Rock didn't want to press any charges.
I think he
wanted to show his bottom off.
Yeah.
But Rock sold a lot of tickets to his show.
Yes,
I'm sure he did. Totally.
He gained a lot from that stunt.
You know, he did him a big favor.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. But it was totally, you know, inappropriate.
Well, anyway, Intersight is thinking of striking up a main event and selling tickets to the Smith-Rock bout. Madison Square Garden and Howard Cosell will do the honors. Now, in this corner, we have the inevitable. The inevitable, the incredible, the outlandish, stupidest Will Smith. Hey, maybe I'll get fired.
I want free tickets to see our 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, shove it up your ass, friend. We have.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
That would be a great show.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna find him. I said I'd gotta find him and let him do it.
You think he'll get escorted out of the Oscars?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be
all right, let's see,
his butt and dancing with that.
Is Louie on the line?
I looked before, but let me try again.
Let's
on.
See if Louie the Lip's on the line. We got to
get him going.
Get him in here.
Yeah, hang on.
Otherwise, are you able to find that roast?
I have a roast, but I can't play it for some reason. Every time I go to play
it,
shuts off. Oh,
you can't play it. What
good
is that?
Exactly.
That's no good.
Louie, where are you, Louie? You're not here, Louie.
All right. Anthony, anything
all the
else
you need? No, thank you, Frank. Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you for calling in.
Good night. You're welcome.
You.
All right, inner sight,
right.
And yeah. So
Louie's not here, so.
All right. So one day in school, you know, you got to go to school every day, 5 days a week, right?
Yeah.
Boy, that gets boring for me. I don't know. I don't want to go there. But one of the biggest things that kept me going was Dinnigan.
He
always had something cooking, you know. And
yeah.
So this one day, go in, and Jimmy's there, and we're doing our lessons, whatever it is. You know, everybody had their Braille. Book out, you know,
yeah.
And Jimmy snuck in the back where the wardrobe was, you know, the closet, you know.
Oh.
And Miss Moss said, Jimmy, what are you doing back there?
I lost something, Miss Moss. I gotta find it. It's very important. My mother's gonna kill me. I lost it. Well, hurry up and sit down. All right.
So he was back there, and what he did was he switched around everybody had a lunchbox. You know, when you came into school, I remember I had mine was blue.
Yeah.
I had a blue lunchbox, you know,
yeah.
And a little snapper on it with a little lock and
I had a lunchbox, too.
Peanut butter and whatever, and I loved...
Yeah.
Chocolate graham crackers, one of my
favorites. Oh, I love that, too.
So Jimmy switched all the lunch boxes around.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, he just switched them all around. You know, how many people? I don't know, 15 in the class?
Yeah, about.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Braille class, you know. He switched it around. And then he comes and he sits down and... comes lunchtime.
Uh-oh.
You know? And Miss Moss says, all right. 12:15, have your lunch. And after lunch, we're going to have a talk by Mr. Kramer. And everybody goes,
oh.
Ooh. So everybody goes to the back, you know, they know where they put their coat.
Yeah.
You know, you know your coat, you know, and all that.
Yeah.
Because you can identify, you know, you identify your coat. You know?
That's right.
And people take their lunch boxes, and they go back to their desk. They don't, you know, you don't stand in the back and open up your lunch bag. You go back to your desk, and then you open it up.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the whole thing breaks out. Ah, ooh, ah, ah, ee, ah, ooh,
and everybody realized.
And Miss Moss says, what's the matter? What's going on? What happened? Somebody stole my lunch.
Yeah, somebody stole my lunch.
And Kenneth says, yeah, somebody stole my collard greens, man, and my lunch. I'm going to kick their ass. And McElroy is tapping on the table, you know. Yeah, somebody stole my food, man. What happened to my food? I don't like this. What is this? Oh, he goes, Liverwish, I hate that, you know.
I have to answer the phone. Hold on, I'll be back with you guys. Hold on.
And everybody is freaking out. and you know, trying to figure out what happened. Where's my food, you know? And Jimmy gets up and he's walking down the aisle. He's saying, "Oh, you like that? You like that food? Is that good? What is that?" And me, I'm just looking for my chocolate graham crackers. I don't know where they are. And I'm really irritated. Somebody got my crackers. Want my chocolate graham crackers. So, it was really crazy because people started looking for other people. You know, what do you got? You know, who got my graham crackers?
Where's my tuna fish sandwich? I don't want this. I want tuna fish.
And everybody starts yelling and going all around. And next thing you know, you got 15 blind people running into each other. And Miss Mars,
everybody sit down.
And in the middle of the whole thing, who pops in? Kramer. What's going on in here?
Oh, Mr. Kramer. What'd you have for lunch?
None of your business. I had chicken soup.
Oh, Mr. Kramer's going to give us a speech. What are you going to talk about, Mr. Kramer?
Why is this place such a mess?
Well, you see what happened? Everybody got mixed up because everybody's lunchbox got lost, see? And nobody knows what really happened when the lunchbox got lost and everybody was all freaking out and but I'm gonna calm everybody down. Watch Pound in the Rail, 5 cents a glass, if you don't like it, jump it up your hands.
Jimmy, cut that out.
I can't take it. I was gonna give a speech, but now I forgot what I was gonna talk about.
Oh, Mr. Kramer, why don't you talk about lunchboxes?
Yeah, so that was Dinigan with another one of his fiascos, you know. And, that kid was really... He had some wild imagination, I gotta say that. You know, the things that he dreamed up and all that. And, you know, you had to really be, have nerves of steel to be Dinigan's teacher. But you see, they took it too seriously. You know, that's the thing with kid like that. You can't take them too seriously. You know. Anyway, Inner Sight Frolic, let's see, we're on television Wednesday night, 11 o'clock. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and Three on the Spirit. Altice, that used to be a Long Island cable, now they call it Altice. I wonder why they call it Altice, because the guy has no teeth. Yeah. He doesn't have all his teeth. He's got no teeth, so they call it all teeth. Everything is backwards, you see?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, Thursday night, Channel 20 on the Alties. And did we get Louie on the line?
Hold on, let me check.
Inner Sight Frolics, 844, New York.
Yay. Okay, let's see. No, Louis.
All right. We'll run down the Inner Sight week. Mad or glad, yep. Monday night. You call in. Anything you're mad about, glad about? Tuesday night's open mic. Wednesday night is the nursing home show. You know, get rid of those damn places. Ugh.
Yep. And Bingham Accessible Housing.
And Thursday night is a different subject. All right.
Yeah.
Anybody got any idea for a subject? Well, let us know.
Let us know.
We're open.
Leave a message on the InterSite number.
We're open for ideas. Yeah, 631-224-3090. Friday's the funnies, all right?
Yeah. Well.
So, one night I was flipping through the channels years ago, you know. And Dean Martin used to have a show. He had a weekly show.
Mm-hmm.
And this one night, he had Jimmy Stewart on.
Yeah.
You know. And they were talking about how Dean went over to Jimmy's house. Stop breathing on the phone like that.
Not doing
good. Dean went over to Jimmy's house. One night, and he overdid it with the liquor, you know, the booze, you know, and so we got an excerpt of that, courtesy of one of the archives. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
got a little bit of it. Now listen, Dean. Why don't you just sit down and read a magazine or something? You know, behave yourself. Oh, I can't behave myself. It's against my religion. What religion is that? That's the religion that says drunkards are honored every day of the week. Go to heaven. What kind of a religion is that? Well, that's an offshoot of the Catholic Church. They believe in that, you know. Why do you think the priests drink every day? Why do you think they want to say mass? Because they can get a nice shot of drink of wine in there. Now listen, Jim. Where do you keep the real booze? Well, I haven't got any booze. We don't drink in this house, Jimmy. We're not a bunch of wine, Dean. We're not a bunch of winos, you know. Well, what do you mean? You got me here under false pretenses? There's no whiskey. No, I'm gonna have to call up and order a case of whiskey. Now wait a minute, you can't order a case of whiskey because there's nobody here to drink it. Well, I don't know about that. You mean to tell me you're gonna drink a whole case of whiskey in my house? Well, why not? We gotta cheer this place up somehow, don't we? Well, now, wait a minute. I invited you here as a friend to relax and all that. The only reason I didn't invite Jack Benny is because he's so cheap, he wanted me to pay for the gas in his car. Well, you know how Jack is. Hey, Jimmy, give me another drink, would you? Give me some of that. Give me some of that stuff that Benny didn't want. I want to get loaded too. Now, Dean, just calm down and behave yourself, and maybe you need a little nap. Go to sleep, will you? Yeah, so, they said that Dean Martin was a drunk, but come to find out, that wasn't true.
Yeah, right?
Everybody put a put a label on them.
Right.
People get labeled in this world.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
You know. Hey, 850 New York, Inner Sight on the Frolics, and how about this guy with this new business?
Mm.
You know? How to aggravate people.
You know, I've been trying I'm sorry.
What?
I remember you told me to get the roast with Dean Martin and Benny, Jack Benny. I have it. I'm looking at it. But the problem is it's going to cost me a penny, a pretty penny.
All right. No,
so I got to find one that's cheap.
Let me do this. So, So Gabriel advertises this business. See, he does it online, you know. Anybody want to be aggravated? $5 plus tip. Any kind of legal aggravation. No illegal. And we caught up to him. We said, now how do you, what do you do to aggravate people? Well, it depends, you know. Sometimes I could break their toilets. Break the toilet, or turn the garbage can over, or do a wee wee on the lawn like an animal, you know. There's all kinds of things you could do, you know. And, well, now wait a minute. You mean you go and you actually aggravate people? Well, yeah, of course. That's my business. And then what do? Well, then I say to them, well, look. You're aggravated. You want me to help you? It'll be $5 to de-aggravate. Oh, shut up. De-aggravate you. Yeah, I make them laugh. The only thing is most of them don't laugh. They call the police or the fire department. Yeah. Well, what do you expect? Doing a pee-pee on their lawn, breaking the toilet and everything else. I mean, that's enough to aggravate anybody. One time I aggravated this one guy. He wanted to kill me. What'd you do? I didn't do anything that bad. I didn't do anything to him. It was his car. His car! You know that people are very possessive about their cars?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He turned into a maniac. I had to run. He went inside and he got a big stick and he came out and he said, beep, beep, beep. I can't say it on the air. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, boy. So what'd you do? Well, I said to him, for $5 I'll de-aggravate you, and then I ran, and then I kept running. You wanted him to pay you $5? Well, yeah, that's the fee, plus a tip. Wait a minute. First you aggravate this guy, you know, then you want him to pay you for making him... Making him laugh, but de-aggravating him.
Right.
Yeah. Well. It's a creative business. Don't you agree? I think you're a maniac.
Or nuts.
You're some kind of a nut. Now I have one question. Yeah. Yeah. What institution did you escape from?
Oh, my God. That's funny.
All right. Inner Sight. Anybody want to aggravate anybody, give us... Don't call us. Call Aggravation Anonymous.
Anonymous? They're invisible. Aggravation Invisible. That's cool.
All right. Inner Sight and... hope you had some crazy fun. Oh, we missed Louie.
I will get this by next week. Yeah, I think, I don't know why. I saw him for a little bit at the beginning of the show. Then he popped off, and then I didn't see him again.
Oh, maybe he's aggravated.
No, maybe he had to get
we'll
over the
We'll de-aggravate him.
Yeah, we will. I don't know. I don't see him now.
All right.
It'll be a very short. Maybe we'll get him on Mad or Glad. I think, you know, he deserves to have a little fun.
I don't know. We got about 5 minutes left. Anybody want to call in?
Yeah.
213-816-1650. Be a quick call in.
Yeah.
In a sight and the frolic and did you hear about the woman went to an eye doctor?
Yeah.
And the doctor says, I'm afraid to tell you, you have a cataract. And she says, no, I don't. I have a Lincoln Continental. And the guy, the eye doctor, you know.
Yeah.
You know when those eye doctors shine that light in your face?
Oh, I hate it.
What are you examining me or am I under arrest, you know?
Yeah, right. It feels like a really big light, but it's only very small coming at
you. Yeah.
Then they say to me, don't mind us. It's going to be a very annoying light for a little bit. And it's not that annoying to me. And I go, uh-oh, my eyes have changed tremendously, you know, when that light is no longer annoying.
Yeah, and they put that
you.
Stuff in your eyes and they blind you.
Yeah, they numb it.
Yeah, completely.
Exactly. Oh, God, don't even let me talk about that.
I wonder how many people had that stuff in their eyes and they couldn't get it out. I'm going
it
to
actually,
kill you, you son of a bitch. You blinded my mother. Oh.
I hear, right? Nah, it's just to numb the eye, I think, so they could do more examination. Because otherwise, listen to this, that stuff that they put in your eye, and this is the worst part, it actually hurts to dilate it. That's what they said.
Well,
that's why they
seems to
the
me
eye.
They would find a better way to do things.
Thank you.
All right,
that's
in sight, frolics. We'll be with you Monday, mad or glad. I want to thank all our listeners, all our friends. Can you get a total?
Okay, we got 3 minutes. Good.
In sight.
I'm going.
Means
to
freedom.
Okay.
Advocates for the disabled.
Oh, we got a good total, 114,357.
All right, we're climbing.
Yes, we are. We just
we're
gained 1,000.
And we're going to climb the highest mountain.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight, I want to thank everybody, all our friends, Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
Thank you.
All our callers, listeners, appreciate it. And whatever you do out there, you got to have fun.
Yes, you do.
Life is no good without fun. You got to laugh, see?
That's true.
Don't ever
I'm
stop laughing. I'm going
to try next week to get this Jack Benny up there with Dean
Martin. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to try to get it for free somewhere.
Inner sight.
Yay.
Around the world.
Yay.
And Barbara, wherever you are, don't ever
Barbara.
Call me.
Yeah.
I've had enough of you and your fiasco with
Barbara
your mother.
In a very long time.
Next week I'll have to tell about my date with Barbara.
Oh, yeah, we haven't heard about her in a while.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! In a sight. Good night, everybody. Goodbye, world. In a sight.
Good night, everybody.
Woo, woo, woo,
have a good one, everybody.
Woo, woo, woo.